Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, August 30th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Basis. Leading off today, Apple has launched a new service program for the iPhone 12 and iPhone 12 Pro, specifically for devices that are facing issues with their speakers. Apple says the affected devices may experience sound issues due to a component that might have failed in the receiver module. Notably, this marks the first service program for the iPhone 12 lineup, and it comes less than a month before the iPhone 13. According to Apple, this issue affects a very small percentage of iPhone 12 and iPhone 12 Pro devices that were manufactured between October 2020 and April 2021. Apple says that your iPhone is eligible for this program if it does not emit sound from the receiver when you make or receive phone calls. The program applies only to the iPhone 12 and iPhone 12 Pro, not the iPhone 12 Mini or the iPhone 12 Pro Max. Apple says that if you're facing this issue on your iPhone 12, an Apple Store or an authorized service provider will service the affected devices free of charge. You can learn more about how to get started with this service program at the link in the show notes below. In other news today, over the last few years, speculation about who will take over as Apple CEO following Tim Cook has started to grow. Most recently, Cook himself confirmed that he probably won't be at Apple in 10 years' time. Now, Bloomberg speculates on the future of the Apple CEO position, and says that the belief inside Apple is that Cook wants to stick around for, quote, one more major new product category. According to Bloomberg, Cook is particularly focused on Apple's augmented reality glasses. The report says, quote, "The belief inside Apple is that Cook just wants to stick around for one more major new product category, which is likely to be augmented reality glasses rather than a car." Cook also understands that running a Silicon Valley company is typically a young person's game, and he's not going to stay far beyond his prime, end quote. Bloomberg goes on to reiterate that Apple is planning a mixed reality headset for 2022, but that AR glasses are also in development for a release sometime in the middle of the decade. So Bloomberg speculates that Cook will likely retire sometime between 2025 and 2028. As he also has a pay deal that runs out in 2025. So with this information in mind, Bloomberg says that Apple is increasingly focused on succession planning, as it considers a wide array of possible candidates from the current executive team. We're sponsored this week by Basis and the company's new 10,000 mAh portable MagSafe charger and power bank. Exclusively designed for the iPhone 12 MagSafe charging system, the Basis portable charger and power bank features 18 magnets to ensure you locate the perfect charging spot, while the 10,000 mAh battery allows you to fully charge an iPhone 12 up to 2.4 times. And in comparison to Apple's own MagSafe battery pack for iPhone 12, you get over 6 times the capacity for half the price at $49. The Basis charger also supports wired charging, giving you 20 watts of fast charging for Samsung devices, other Android devices, and of course other Apple products. With both USB-A and USB-C ports, you can also fast charge up to 2 devices simultaneously. You can head to the show notes below to get a special deal on the Basis MagSafe charger and power bank when you use the code 9to5MacBase at checkout. Rounding out today, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says that Apple plans on adding another new radio technology to the iPhone lineup this year. In a note to investors, Kuo said that he expects the upcoming iPhone 13 models to feature something called Low Earth Orbit Satellite Communication Mode. That's LEO Satellite Communication Mode. This would allow iPhone 13 users to send messages and make phone calls, even when they are not within standard 4G or 5G cell tower coverage. Bloomberg first reported on Apple's investigations into using satellite technology to beam data to iPhones in a story from 2019. But this marks the first time that we've heard this feature is coming as soon as the iPhone 13 this year. In the future, Quo also speculates that LEO satellite communication might also be used by the upcoming Apple AR headset, the Apple Car, and other Internet of Things accessories. But there are still a lot of things we don't know about how Apple plans to implement this technology. For instance, it is unclear if sending messages and making phone calls over satellite would only work with Apple services like iMessage and FaceTime, or if Apple could proxy satellite communications to standard cell towers on the other end. It's also unclear if satellite features would be free, such as like GPS currently is, or if they would come with associated usage charges. But either way, the idea that the iPhone 13, coming next month, will support this low Earth orbit satellite communication technology is incredibly notable. It would give users the ability to communicate with other people in times of emergency, such as during natural disasters or power outages, and it would also be useful for people when they are off the grid, such as when hiking or camping in faraway places. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.